By any measure, the Senate race in Texas between Ted Cruz and challenger Beto O'Rourke is historic and breaks with accepted political conventions about what is possible in this deeply red state. A new film profiles these two political challengers and their campaigns and will screen tonight in El Paso. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Run Like the Devil is the new documentary film by director Steve Mims and chronicles the Cruz and O'Rourke Senate campaigns as well as provides biographical sketches of these two challengers. Steve Mims, welcome to On Film. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. I should mention you're joining us by phone from Austin. We recorded this early in the week, but today you are actually in El Paso for the screening tonight at the Historic Plaza Theater. Should be a great turnout. I understand just last week you had your debut of this film at the Austin Film Society. Is that right?
Yeah, we did.
Great.
It was great. We sold out that show, the show after that, and they extended it. It's actually going to run for about 2 weeks as of right now.
Super. So El Pasoans tonight will be among the first in the state to get to see this. Yeah, I was thinking back when Beto O'Rourke announced his run for Senate almost 2 years ago. He was really challenging the conventional wisdom in Texas. He was a Democrat in a deep red state. He was up against Ted Cruz, someone with national name recognition and a lot of big money behind him. How early did you start thinking about doing a documentary about this? Could you foresee that this would become such a tight race?
Well, I don't think anybody foresaw that exactly, but this goes back for me back to 2012. I watched the race between Ted Cruz and Paul Saber. Paul Saber was the Democratic nominee ran against him. And one, I had already filmed Ted Cruz at a Tea Party rally in 2010. So that I'd never heard of him until 2010. And that rally, his speech made a big impression on me. And then when I heard, like, oh, this is the guy who should be running against the Democrat, Paul Saber, I thought at the time that media-wise, that there wasn't a lot out there that, in terms of getting to know either of them, I didn't feel there was a lot of material. And I reached out to people to try to do something then, but it was too late. I mean, Paul Saber did the conventional thing of really starting campaigning, you know, for the Democratic primary and then into the fall, but he had no money. And so it made his chance of winning really hard. And so when I picked up the paper in Austin, this was, I guess, in the fall of 2016, around the time of the Trump election. And I read an article early on. It was one of those articles that said, this U.S. House Representative Beto O'Rourke is considering running. And it was the kind of thing that you read when somebody is actually going to run, but they won't say it yet.
Right.
And I thought, like, well, this is interesting. I've never heard of Beto. And then when they said, okay, he is going to announce, I came out to El Paso, came here, and filmed the announcement. And so I was impressed because the first thing was he was starting so early. I mean, he campaigned for a solid year, literally a year and a couple of days before Ted officially announced. And when I came to El Paso, I also was privy to an interview he did with one of the local television stations. I filmed that, a little bit of that is in the film. And, you know, it was clear from the beginning that he was not doing this for name recognition. People are saying, like, this is the kind of thing people do. It's futile, but they're going to do it to get their name out there, and then they'll lose, but then they'll run again. And that was evident by his manner that was not going to be what he was doing. So I started shooting material from then off and on. And so, yeah, I would never have predicted the polls to be the way they are. You know, and all the pundits, the people who are supposed to know, didn't know either. And I think that says a lot about a couple of things to me. One is really about the labor that Beto's put in. I mean, you can't deny that he's been a perpetual motion machine since that announcement. And that has really paid off. And then I think it's two of the have, like, made this a real race. And I mean, the first thing is, had Beto not done what he has done since an announcement, he would have been just like every other candidate, probably. But the other thing I think is, Donald Trump. I think that Trump is the X factor, that nobody's ever seen a guy like that, a guy who behaves like that. And I think you can say that objectively, regardless of your political persuasion. Nobody's ever seen this kind of thing unfold the way it's happened. I think that's agitated a lot of people. And I think the last thing is just the Cruz story. His story as a senator since he was elected. Like, all those things have, to me, are the three main things have turned this into something that's not necessarily a futile effort.
Yeah, it's a bit of a perfect storm. But one of the things your documentary does, and we should explain, this is not a film about the Beto O'Rourke campaign per se. It's really evenly bifurcated between the O'Rourke campaign and the Cruz campaign. And it's not even a campaign documentary. It's part campaign documentary, part biography of these two gentlemen. It's part inside politics of the machinery behind the scenes that we don't typically see. It's also a history lesson in why Texas is so red and how it used to be all blue. So it's coming at this race from a lot of different perspectives, but also trying to balance all of those in a nonpartisan, non-editorial way. And I wonder, at what point along the way shooting this footage of both campaigns did the form of the documentary come into being? Is that something that happens in the editing for you?
It happened in editing. Yeah, I had no idea in the beginning how it was going to be structured. Although, from the beginning, like from the very first interviews, we were asking questions about how did the Democratic Party, how did the Republican Party, how did they come to be in the shape that they're in today? And so we asked some really kind of very frank and, you know, embarrassing questions of people. Questions like, what's wrong with the Democratic Party? What's happened to the Republican Party? And that was very useful because I think that really is also part of the story. So I wanted to deal with that. I'm really happy with that part of the film. We have a little part of the film that is like a capsule version of what's happened. And I think that it gets to a lot of stuff very quickly that's like, oh, I think for people who follow politics, it'll be like, oh, yeah, I sort of knew that. But I think for everybody else, it's like, oh, it's kind of like just enough to help people comprehend what's been going on. And like, I'm most proud of the fact, I mean, this is a nerdy thing, but like, we deal with gerrymandering in about 45 seconds, and you can sort of understand it.
Right.
Like, that's a very nerdy thing, and it's always a little bit difficult to comprehend.
But it lies at the root of how our politics are working right now, and
right.
And why it's so unusual what Beto O'Rourke has been able to pull off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking one of the fascinating things I found about your film is most people going into the film know that these two individuals are probably at very different ends of the spectrum policy-wise and what their political views are and what the role of government is. But in laying out their biographies, you lay out a lot of similarities in some ways. You know, when Ted Cruz ran his first Senate race, everyone pretty much discounted him because he was an outlier. He didn't have the backing of the main Republican Party. And in much the same way, he was a scrappy challenger like Beto O'Rourke is now. Both of them heavily influenced by their fathers growing up. Both of them went to college back east. It was interesting as you put together these personal biographies that these two people that are kind of challenging orthodoxy, but for very different reasons and with different aims, but there is those similarities in their biographies.
Yeah, I was amazed by that, you know, and they're almost the same age.
Interesting.
They're like 2.5, 3 years apart, and people are all surprised by that. But yeah, they're both Ivy League guys, and they both have fathers who are super influential, and they, you know, technically they're in the same state, although El Paso, recent, you couldn't ask for two more different places. But, you know, I think you get down to it, and it's really a lot about their fathers and the, you know, Ted's father was an oil guy. His company went broke, and he became a preacher. And then Beto's father has always been a public servant type of politician who had positions and that people respected him, you know, and appreciated him. And so Ted's father brought him up to be literally, I would have to say, indoctrinated from, and it's in the movie, it is, Dad says, you know, from age 9, he got a dose of
right.
conservative worldview politics that was religion, or I'm paraphrasing, but about religion and free markets from the time he was 9 years old. And so, you know, you probably remember like the Michael Apted films, the Up films, like 28 Up.
Sure.
You know, those are great films, but the thesis of those films, where they follow kids from age 7 up until maturity every 7 years, you know, the thesis is if you give me a child until age 7, I'll essentially give you the adult. And you see that in this movie. It's like these are two young men who were really formed early, and they're still the same guys. And it, I think in both cases, and this is, I think, ultimately the value of the film is that in both cases, I think you leave the film with a little more empathy for both of them.
I really come away with that, and I was also struck in this very polarized climate we're in that I put different hats on as I watch the film and the different sections of the film, and I'm thinking that you've made a film that supporters of Cruz would probably like the portrayal of him in your film, and supporters of Beto O'Rourke would probably be happy with your portrayal of him, and both sides would learn a little bit about the other by the time it's over.
There are a couple of moments in both young stories that are uncomfortable, but I would hope that people feel like it's an honest account. You know,
right.
That's the thing. And I have to say, like, we did go out of our way to leave out stuff that was humiliating for the sake of humiliating and stick to the stuff that was it's almost like a trial where you bring in evidence. And we tried to only bring in things into evidence that were germane to what these two guys are about.
Well, I think you hit it there by saying an honest portrayal. That's really what I think most documentary filmmakers are going for, and you've seemed to have achieved it in this film, and I congratulate you and excited that you're bringing the film here tonight to the Plaza Theater. So I hope you have a great screening this evening. Thanks so much, Steve, for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
My guest today has been documentary filmmaker Steve Mims. His new film, Run Like the Devil, follows the U.S. senatorial campaigns of Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke and offers profiles of the two men, contrasting their political views while finding similarities in their biographies. Run Like the Devil will be screened tonight at 9 p.m. at the Plaza Theater as part of the first ever El Paso Film Festival. The El Paso Film Festival runs through tomorrow with several short film showcases today at the El Paso Museum of Art and a screening of Home and Away at the Plaza Theater at 6 p.m. tonight. Home and Away is the new documentary about Bowie High School students who juggle living on both sides of the border while trying to keep up their grades and excel in Bowie's sports programs. You can find ticketing information and film schedules at elpasofilmfestival.org, at the Plaza Theater box office, and at ticketmaster.com. On Films Producers, Lauren Terrazas, an archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.